Yo, check this out. Sit down. The lesson begins now.
We are live on the mic. The crowd favorite, DJ Deuce, is in the building.
Hey, how? What's up? I'm your host, DJ Deuce. I'm here with my homeboy, James. What's up, James?
Salute.
How you doing, brother?
Very good, my man. Very good. How are you?
I'm good, man. I got asked today if I still DJ. You know what I mean? I had to say no. You know, I had to say no. And I don't miss it. I don't miss it.
I don't. You were good at it, though, man. You were good at it.
Yeah, I'm a better drinker than I'm a DJ.
You know what I always said, Joe, when you were on the ones and twos? Because I used to DJ too, right? So, you know, I have an understanding. You were a good crowd pleaser, bro.
Yes.
You were a sick track selector. That's for sure. That's for sure. Timing was always on point, which is key.
It's funny you said that because I remembered I used to tell people, I'll give you the same 100 tracks that I'll DJ for the night, and I'll bet you I'll have a better night than you. You know what I mean? You see how I broke it down? It's the exact, I'll give you the exact list. Me and you can go for the exact same tracks. I'm telling you at the end of the night, they're going to tell me I was better than you with the exact same music, and it's all about timing.
That's right.
All about timing. Anyways, everybody, welcome to Live on the Mic podcast. It's me again, you know, that's how we do it. This is my therapy, my home. I'm here with my homeboy, one of my oldest friends, James. So, you know, James, over the week, sometimes I don't talk to my friends. I become a little bit antisocial because I have a podcast, because I kind of want to take it out on the podcast. I want this to be my therapy.
I can vouch for that. I can vouch for that because there was something that came up in phone conversation between you and I. And I asked you. I said, Joe, talk to me about it, bro. And you're like, no. You want to do the podcast? Because I'd rather keep it for that.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Just, bro, you had me excited, man.
I'm just one of those guys. It's like, because I find if you and I talk about it on the phone and we mentioned it back here again, I think it falls a little bit flat. So 43 years old, people, 43 years old, you know, met billions of people, you know, DJed a lot, traveled enough, met a lot of people. But the one consistent thing in my fucking life, and I see it through other people's relationships, I've seen it all around, I've seen it with me talking to people. I want to ask James, because James is one of those straight up characters. He's not a fucking guy that's a yes man. He's going to just fucking agree with me. And that's why I want him on the podcast today over someone else. And if anybody wants to comment, please feel free to comment. I think women love to play mind games. This episode's called Mind Games. They love to play the fucking mind game. And I'm gonna explain a little story of why, okay? When I was in Cuba, everyone knows our last episode, we talked about Cuba and all the fun shit and stuff. But I met a cute girl in Cuba, right? One of those girls, it was one of those nights, you know, maybe it was my first day. I popped out, I saw this cute smile. I knew it was dangerous. I knew I was like, I got it, I don't. It was almost love at first sight kind of situation. One of those like, I'm here for something else. This is cute. I got to stay the fuck away from that, right? Which I did night one. Stayed the fuck away. Did my own thing. But couldn't stay away from it night two. Their people came and hung out with our people. Blah, 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 blah. Had a great night. This person for 3-4 days was great. Had a great time. And I understand vacation life is not real. You know what I'm saying, James? Yeah. Vacation life is vacation life.
Okay, I got a question for you, though.
Yes, sir.
If you don't mind, because just speaking of vacation life, you're saying vacation life. Me and you, Joe, have been on many vacations together, many mini vacations together. Like, as the viewers know, we go way back. So I'm curious, man. That's why I want to kind of get the answer now before you keep going
into
your story. Bro, I see you on vacation, bro. You're in beast mode. you're like a magnet attracting everybody to you to have fun. And
yes.
You attract girls to you too, bro.
Like, absolutely.
I've seen it with my own eyes.
This is true.
What the fuck made you pick it? Bro, you said it's kind of like she really caught your attention.
Yes.
Why? What at her out of every? Because I'm sure, I think we did talk about this before. You told me there was a lot of people there. There was a lot of girls there.
Yeah, all it was a great time. World, a lot, yeah, beautiful Canada. Women. Yeah.
Why her? What attracted you to her?
So at first, it always comes out with looks and personality. That's always going to be something that comes up first, right? Like, it doesn't matter. It could be, there we go. That's our favorite, man. Dana, man, you're the best. Thank you so much for fucking commenting, man. Love the energy too. So I'm being straight. So I get attracted to the looks. You get attracted to the sense of humor and stuff. But what really kind of threw me over the top was I'm there with some of my closest friends. Anyone that knows I was there with a huge group of people, and she hung with them. That means a lot to me, because there's sometimes I've been in a relationship or I've been dating someone and I'm like, fuck, I'm not going to bring them around my friends, or, you know what I mean? It's just not going to click. It could clicks with me over here, but it doesn't click with me with them, you know? This one was like, it felt so natural. And it was one of those things, I even took it to the step further. I was like, would mom like this girl? Like, it went that far, because that's never me. Yeah, James, yeah, you can judge all you want, motherfucker. I was like, damn, yeah, I can see my folks having a great time with this. Like, it went that far. Like, it was that dope, you know? And on the night before she left, you know, there was a lot of flirting, trust me. There's a lot, you know, some kissing, whatever. But there was this one situation. I said, listen, I need to take you on a real date when we get back. Lives an hour and a half away, realistic. Because like I told you, vacation life is, she asked me if I was a party animal. You know what, guys? I am. If you want to come party with me, feel free. Bring as much tequila as you got. Bring as many beers as you have. I'll drink them all. But don't get me wrong. I work hard, too. I play hard. I work hard. I don't play during the week. But when I do, it's extra. Trust me. So, you know, we had this talk. And I found when we, so she lands first. I come back. And her birthday's coming up. And we're trying to plan a little surprise to get some of us from Ottawa to go see her, right? And I'm getting like one reply, like one text reply. You know, you just know it's like, shit, this isn't what I was expecting, right?
Yeah.
So you pull back because I'm not a fucking moron. I'm sitting there going, all right, maybe it's something that should have been left in Cuba. So I'm like, okay, fuck it. 2 days goes by, my phone's ringing. Now there's conversation, talking. They want to come down and see us instead. Her and a few friends, right? So I'm like, okay, super excited, but something was going on that weekend. Hotels were hard to book. She talked about coming down on a Sunday by herself, asking me if I had hit her up for dinner. I was like, for sure. Somehow that gets canceled. So I said, is it easier for me to come see you? She's like, yeah, if you don't mind. And then I got downgraded to a lunch. A lunch. You know what I mean? And there were some comments that threw up the thing about staying at a hotel and wouldn't it be cool if we had sex at this one scary hotel? Like, this was, I'm not fucking delusional, guys. Like, it was one of those, like, so I pulled, James, straight up, I pulled the, listen, maybe I feel a certain way and you don't, my bad. I actually was like, let's put that out there. Let's see what nibbles and bites. And it's okay, because, dude, I'm a big boy. It's going to be okay. The phone will ring tomorrow. There'll be another party. I'll be all right. But she writes, no, I feel the exact same way. I just wish things were different. How the fuck do you take that, James? I'll have a sip of water over here. And James's mic's not on mute. He's just thinking.
I was just thinking, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of mixed feelings on that one, bro.
It's weird, though.
To that story, too, when you, at first, I was just thinking, like, vacation, right? Vacation love. You
know, yeah. It happens to everyone all the time.
Cool. And then you're talking about you guys are having this and this in your conversation.
See? She's married. Oh, okay,
She beat me to it, bro. She beat me to it, man. She beat me to it.
Okay, guys. Because
so let me keep going down the path. Yes. Then you said she's talking to you about sexual things, right?
Yes.
About, we can do this here. We can do that there. That right off the bat, bro, is you've already closed the deal. For me, if I was in your shoes, I'd be like, this deal is closed for me right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd say this is what this weekend is going to be.
100%.
The back and forth like that, and then you coming out being the straight up guy that you are and telling her, this is what it is. My bad.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Peace the fuck out. I know exactly how it would have went down. Peace the fuck out. And then the next weekend, like you said, it would have been the next, then the next, then the next. And then she said she's felt the same way, bro.
Yes.
That fucking threw me off.
You do, yeah.
Bullshit. That, and then when she tells you, though, just as Dana said, and that's when I said she beat me to it. When she tells you, bro, I wish things could be different.
Yes.
She's married, bro.
Okay. So when I talked to her boy, there's other bigger guy, older guy. They used to call her uncle. It's a long story short. They known each other for 20 years, blah, blah, blah. Even he was like, yo, I'm like, is she single? And he's like, yeah. So I brought it up again. I said, are you seeing someone? I didn't go to the married way. I was like, maybe, you know, sometimes you start dating someone, then a vacation comes around the corner. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just don't want to fuck things up. You're just like, ah, fuck. And then she's like, I wish things were different. I'm kind of seeing. She had the fucking, I sent her that door to be closed 1,000 times. Bro, you don't feel the same way. Are you seeing something? Just shut that fucking door. Don't keep trying to fucking pull me back in. At this point, I'm not even that interested. I'm more curious. And anyone that knows me, I'm not even a curious guy.
She tasted it, Joe. She tasted it, bro. She tasted it. She didn't want to let go. She tasted it. She didn't want to let go. Clearly, you offer something that whoever she's talking to right now mm-hmm. doesn't offer. And she's like, damn, I want that.
Is this an egoistic way? Yeah.
You know, and she's set in a certain way. She really wants what she can't have. And that's why she's saying she wishes
and James, be different. I'm gonna tell you even what you're gonna be super impressed with. Super impressed. She leaves. I'm there for 2-3 more days with our crew, right? And I meet this other cute girl named Jess from Winnipeg. Super cool chick. Good time. You'll definitely, if she's coming on vacation next time, you come. I'm telling you, super cool chick. I didn't even hit on her because I didn't want to be that douchebag that just left something for 4 days and found in, and then something might happen later. So I actually held back. Held back. It was me. Yeah. Me. Shit, I'm getting soft.
Yeah. No.
Shut the fuck up, James.
Well,
admit it.
Though. Come on, man. There's a big difference. There's a big difference.
Getting soft. You know what I mean? Punch a naked guy in the face.
I want to start by saying before my next comment, fuck this bitch, whoever she is.
It's unfortunate. It's true. And it's funny, fuck James. This. You would have loved this girl. Like, honestly,
is definitely the term. To say
because I'm being sitting there going, oh my god, if I brought her to James' place, oh my god, James would think she'd great. This is the shit that goes through my head. I'm like, I'm enjoying this person's, like, you know, their time being with them, and I'm sitting there going, oh shit, so would my boys, so did Christina, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Thank you, I'm respectful. I am actually pretty respectful. I'm disrespectful sometimes, I get it, but I'm respectful majority of the time.
You know what, Joe, what if it was... What religion was she, bro? What religion was she?
Come on, bro.
You think that played a role in it? What if she was like something like, you know, I'm just gonna use an example, like Jewish ladies, for instance. No, seriously, for real, Jewish ladies.
I think she is half Jewish.
They're very stuck to their own religion, especially females.
I think she is half. I think she was half.
That's giving the benefit of the doubt, but you know what? Fuck this bitch. She's probably married. She doesn't know what she lost.
Oh, I, don't get me wrong. You know, for me to throw myself out there on Live of the Mic podcast where everyone's fucking listening and I'm telling people this is what happened, I don't give a fuck, right? And I don't mean I don't give a fuck about people. I just don't give a fuck about what you people think about me. That's a different story. Never have, you know? But it was just one of those situations where I'm like, is this, like, have you ever dealt with mind games? Have you ever been in a relationship or even on a fucking crazy date where the girl's like bonkers? Has this ever happened to you?
Yeah,
I think it's happened to everybody.
Yeah. Especially when I was working in bars, bro. When I was emceeing a lot.
Yeah,
because you interact with so many different people, man, and so many people want to be around you because you're the hype guy. You're the guy with the energy. You know what I mean? You're the nucleus of the party.
Yeah,
and they want to come around you, and then sometimes they get weird, for real, bro. Yeah. I've been around that.
Like, I'm going back. I'm like, man, like, I'm going to tell you another story, right? Long story short, last girl I was dating. You know, I don't even give a fuck she's listening. It was never, she was great to look at. She was nice, but some of it was a huge turn off, but that's a whole nother story. Our last day of talking is we were supposed to go out on a Sunday and it ended up being Father's Day. And she sends me a text. She's like, I want to go to Broadway's breakfast. And I'm like, okay. You do know there's about an hour and a half, 2 hour wait. It's Father's Day and fucking breakfast. Like, it just on a Sunday. Like, nothing makes sense here.
Yeah.
And guys, I am so tired of wasting my time to prove people wrong. Like, you know, I would have normally got up and went and gave her a look the whole time. Like, you know.
See?
But I don't have that energy and time anymore, right? So so I bring that up and it's like, fine, whatever. I'll see you next week. And I'm like, did you just write off the day? She goes, yeah. And I'm like, well, I just wrote the whole thing off then. Fuck off then. Like, if you're that fucking stupid, you gotta write everything off.
Yeah.
I have no time for this shit. Makes no fucking sense. But do you think that men play mind games too?
I do.
You think men are smart enough?
So you know what? It's not the same thing. It's not the same type of mind game. It's not the same mind game. I think with men, it's a more dumbed down version of it. But yeah, because when you first were telling me this, you know, women play mind games, I was thinking to myself, man, bro, I got to tell my boy right now, it's not just the women that play mind games. You know what I mean? Because back in the day, before I've been blessed with the nice relationship that I have now, I used to be that fuck boy. You know, I used to be that fuck boy. Remember, bro, with the fucking cornrows and stuff like that, man. I used to be that fuck boy. And
guys, he had, believe it or not, I know if you're watching this on YouTube, he used to have hair. He did have cornrows. For people that are not listening or watching on YouTube, he is bald now. I'm just throwing that out there. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a prerequisite, guys, for this fucking podcast. You have to have the same
hair. Yeah, I mean, lose your hair and you get on, you know.
Or you got to cover it with a hat like Ben used to do, you know.
His is great. But,
yeah, so we do play the mind games in the fact that, and, you know, it gets to a point, I think, where you grow out of it, because what you do when you're playing those mind games is you basically convince this girl to fall for you, or whatever girl it is that you're with, to fall for you without catching them when they do. You know what I mean? Just letting them fall and doing it to multiple ones at the same time. So that's the kind of head games I think it is. With the girls, bro, I think it gets a little bit more mischievous, I find. You know? It's way more scheming with the girls.
I see.
Guys are like, I feel it's like it's just a dumbed down version, you know what I mean? Where a dog is chasing what he wants, you know what I mean? Doesn't.
You know what? You're not 100% wrong, because my friend Jess that I met, we talked after we got back, and I told her my story, because, you know, she's nice, and she told me she got played by some dude. She was with him for 4 days. He left. She hollers at him when she gets back at home, right? See, you know, how you doing and stuff. And she finds out that he has a girlfriend, which is cool. It happens. These fuckers pretend they're, you know, you're in a different country. Nothing matters. But also has a ex-girlfriend with a baby on the way.
Busy.
Damn, bro.
Busy, dude.
And the best part, he's there with his mom, and his mom's pretty much cheering him on, like calling this girl the new daughter. Like, Jesus Christ. Yeah, man.
Yeah, bro, that's a whole nother level of fuck boy. Oh, your mom as your wingman?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yeah, this dude was legit. Like, fuck, oh, man. Like, that's next level.
We should up this guy and use a grandma as a wingman, man.
He's fucked, bro. Like, he went to some levels of me I would have never even touched, man. Not even touched.
Damn.
But I get it.
You used to do good when we were younger, though, Joe. You used to do good when we were younger, bro.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, with the females, I remember.
I do good all the time.
Yeah, you were.
You could all
get into your business right now. I could talk about older stories.
You can do what the fuck say, dude. It's a podcast. It's mine. You can do what the fuck say. Say whatever you want. Go
on, man.
Say what you want.
I've lost my train of thought, bro.
Marijuana show. He will not lose his train of thought. I swear to God.
No,
you will smoke it back in the.
It's the fifth split of today, man. So
See. Please tell, man. I even want to know what he's talking about. Please tell.
Oh, you guys want me to get into some of the parties we used to do back in the days? Is that what y'all want?
You want
me to get into some details?
Whatever you want.
I'm waiting to see some comments pop up. That's what.
Well,
so Joe, how do you want to do this, man? You want to start talking about some of these parties? You want to talk about a more recent party that's coming up first?
Hold on a sec. I do want to talk about a recent party coming up. Let's play a quick commercial clip. Let's play it.
6-1 Entertainment, hosting the best long weekend party in Ottawa on Sunday, May 19th at 56 Byward in Berlin Nightclub. With DJ Elon playing the best of 90s and 2000s hip-hop and R&B. Sponsored by Helium Wireless.
Yes. This is a party. By the way, 6-1 Entertainment is the originators. Are me and James right here? We have a crew. We obviously have a supporting crew. We have a supporting family that rolls with us. We used to throw some of the best parties, but we're throwing one this May 19th Sunday. It's a long weekend. It's the May 2-4 weekend. With DJ Elon. That's our boy from way back in the day. He DJed 1,000 of our parties. This is gonna be stupid. This will be
I got a huge smile on my face when I think about it, man. Nostalgic, bro.
But so you want to talk about some of the back in the day parties?
This, you mentioned it. What's the first jam that we ever did together at 6-1 Entertainment? Well, was it not the one where we got one of those restaurants and we had to make the stage ourselves?
Yes.
We had to make the stage ourselves. It was like a restaurant kind of. Yeah.
Aren't we all too old to play little mind games? Yeah, man. I just play with the pornos, not the mind games. That's all. That's Jess. Jess is my homegirl, man. She's out from Winnipeg. That's my girl right there. She's the shit, man. What's up, Jess?
Are we too old? Are we too old to be playing my, I think that's another podcast.
That's a whole nother debate. We might as well get five or six of us on here, man. Yes, you're right. We did. We threw it at a restaurant in the West End and we built our own stage. That's right. I remember that. Yeah. I remember doing another one at Babylon's.
Yes.
One of the early ones. That was pretty dope, man.
We did a few at Babylon's. I remember the first one being one of the more off the chain ones? Because we had a few that went back and forth. We had some that, you know, and that's how we learned. We had some that didn't do too well. And then we had some that were just.
Well, do you want me to tell you the goddamn truth when it comes to events? The people that you actually expect to show up don't. And the people that you didn't expect to show come. You always look back and you're like, really? You showed up? Like, I might as well change my friends list around, because this is what brings out the best in people and the worst, right? You're like, wow.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I didn't expect so-and-so. I send them one quick text, not expecting him to show up.
Well, okay. That's what my... Sorry, Joe, go ahead.
But then your boy doesn't show up. He has an excuse or something, and so... But don't get me wrong. When the parties are hype and they want to get in for free, though, your phone blows up, though. Don't get me wrong.
Off the hook. But I remember one thing, Joe. I'm not answering. Guys, know this. When the event starts, nobody's answering the phone.
I'm not going outside. You guys wait in line. Go somewhere else. Yeah. It's not my fault. This has been overpromoted, this party. I am not I'm not bullying the bouncer this time. You guys don't want to come on time. That's on you. I don't really give a shit. But, like, Dana brought up a good point here. She writes, I won't even introduce my man to some old friends because of the stories they might tell. Yeah, we're all fucked in that situation.
the thing is that y'all don't understand. The reason why I don't come out the fucking gate swinging with the stories about Joe is that he's got some stories about me too. So I gotta watch.
No, I wouldn't throw you under the bus on this one.
You know,
man.
And you know what though? That's another thing too. There are certain things that I don't think I would throw you under the bus for. But I know that if I did, I would have an equivalently bad or just an equal.
Bro, I'm giving you as entertainment purposes for the friends that are actually listening. You could always throw DJ Deuce under the bus if it's going to be a good giggle. I don't care.
Well, bro,
what comes to mind?
Because that's where my MCing was born, bro. That's where the MC Jam Easy was born. And it was at Bulldog is where it really started.
Yeah.
And I remember some of the stuff we would get the girls to do on that stage, bro. And I feel like it always got a lot worse when it was me, DJ Purr, and you. Besides, it would always get a lot crazier, man.
Dude, there's a VHS tape of that somewhere. You know that, eh?
No fucking way.
Yeah, I think it's somewhere.
How has that on any of the podcasts? Has that been put onto any of the podcasts?
No.
Oh, bro, you gotta do it before this.
I gotta fucking dude. I gotta find the technology to get it off this little mini VHS onto something else.
What do we gotta show people, man? Because we had, bro, it was borderline. Like, I'm surprised bylaw didn't come in. The cops didn't come into that place for trying to be a strip club when it wasn't.
Thank God, Danny's like, thank God we have something. No, we say that all the time.
Oh yeah. Especially this guy here. This guy beside me right here. He'd be in jail like 18 times over again.
Yeah.
I'll get cell phone cameras out there.
Yeah, it was yeah. I've dummied a lot of human beings on that corner, bro.
Everybody, bro. You know what? It's a typical night, man. For, you know, people would have certain indications of when it's time to go. Me, it was awesome. It didn't matter if I was at one end of the club, if I was at the other end of the club, or if I was at the front door of the club. When I heard the we gotta go, and I always find myself stepping over one, two. Joey there with that same fucking laugh.
But you know what, man? We could have a whole episode on like that type of stupidity alone, man. We could have a whole documentary on that corner.
So, bro, well, I gotta let the people know, man. Guys, you have to know that Joe. If y'all think pre-drinking was kind of a thing before, no, Joey is the master. You probably say one of the pioneers of pre-drinking. Okay? You have no idea. We've had Joey puke in a bar, guys, before there was anybody in it. People walking in, the dance floor is empty. We're walking across the dance floor and there's nobody in it.
Man, I'll take a random question. We have random questions here, man. Random questions. For us two, what do you prefer, Alien or Predator? That's so random, but I'm happy to answer that, man. What about you? Show? Well, I'm going with Predator.
With Predator?
Yeah.
I gotta say alien, bro. I gotta say alien. That guy was on another level. That monster was on a level with the mouth opening and the other mouth coming out.
Yeah, because you probably smashed a couple of them that look like that. That's why. Yeah, secko. You're a sec.
Bro.
He's like, she has four mouths? I'm in.
I'm just going to say, you know, just one thing. I'm just saying, I'm going to end it at that.
No, say what you want, bro. It's
that you got to slay the dragons.
To get to the princess.
Bro, it's always been like that, okay?
It doesn't matter how many goalies you score on. It depends on how much goals you got. You know, Wayne Gretzky had 900 goals. We don't know who he scored on. We had no fucking idea, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Every podcast that you've been asked that question, it's always 50-50. You know what? It is. And it's kind of cool that the movie Alien and Predator versus Predator, it's kind of dope. But you're right. It is always a 50-50 thing. It's, I know this is random, man. Prush, I appreciate the question anyways on the podcast. Yeah, that's why dope. We go live, man. That's why. So you're telling people that I puke before there's anybody in the bar. Was this Kingston you're talking about?
This was fucking Kingston, okay? This was fucking Kingston. And not only did you puke, you ducked under absolutely nothing in the middle of the dance.
I panicked.
Just like you would.
I panicked.
You know, which was a sick move, bro, because if we were all standing by a bar or near a wall or something,
I was practicing.
It was good practice, bro. What can I say? It looked like a fucking
drill. I only got caught by you, by the way. You know that, eh?
Because we were the only fucking people there. How are you puking already? But guys, but no. But for the record, Joe still carried the whole night through and was the last.
Oh, yeah. That was a hiccup.
Was making breakfast for everybody on that fucked up barbecue outside on the patio for everyone. I remember
that's a hiccup, bro. That was just a hiccup.
Yeah, that was a glitch in the matrix. It was a drill.
You know what? I think that was the last night we were ever allowed back in there.
Well, of course, because I'll tell you why, ladies and gentlemen, that was the last night we were allowed in there, because there was a force of about, I don't know, six bouncers. And when they all came inside to ask us to leave in the corner that we were standing, Joey rolls up his sleeves, puts his beard down and says, okay, guys, how much do you guys get paid an hour? He looks at the manager. Is this true? You pay them this much an hour? Well, let's put your boys to work then.
That's exactly what happened.
And nobody did anything.
Nobody went to work.
Politely said, okay, guys, even though you slapped the owner's best friend, can you just go sit and stand over there in that corner and have your drinks over there? And then we'll go stand over here.
Okay, this is 100% correct. But he says that I slapped the guy, like I got up, scratched my balls, and slapped the dude. That's not exactly what happened. The dude and our other friend, it was a bit of an altercation, and we actually took the other dude's side because we thought our friend's half asleep on the fucking on the fucking table. So we're like, yo, there's no way.
Big shout out to that old dude. Big shout out to our old friend, man, because he's the only guy that I know that was able to pick fights while sleeping against the wall.
I approached this guy, so the manager's friend, which I didn't know who he was. By the way, we were invited that night by the manager, by the way.
That's right.
Actually, 600 Entertainment, which was us, was invited to Kingston to see this Tuesday night that they had because they wanted to have us there. So that's now, right. This
did
guy is...
Did you do the show there? Joe, sorry to
interrupt. No, this, there, this was the pre-show. Remember they invited us to see how it was before?
Uh-huh.
And we were supposed to set something up right after.
And we still did a show there, no?
No.
Okay.
That was the show. So the guy turns around. So I walk over to the guy. I'm like, yo, is everything okay, man? And he's like, yo, shut the fuck up, man. And I was like, what? I'm like, bro, like, did my friend insult you? Like, I'm trying to smooth the thing out, right? And he looks at me and goes, what the fuck are you going to do? And I whipped out one of the best backhands in the business right in his fucking face. And then I looked at him and I said, no, motherfucker. What the fuck are you gonna do? And he started flailing his hands, and all these bouncers and managers came. He's like, that's my best friend. I'm like, your best friend's a fucking asshole. Yeah. And then, yeah, you're right. I said, put him to work. You're right. Yeah, put them to work. And they didn't. And they let us sit there. By the way, we didn't pay for one drink that night.
Yeah,
we didn't pay for one drink.
Yeah, but that was a show. Yeah, that's
right. That was a show. That was.
You know what? Big ups to you, bro, for starting off in a diplomatic sense. I remember that. I remember you trying to smooth.
Yes, I was just like, yo, let's smooth this over, because I'm figuring, hey, we have business to be made here, right?
That's right.
But I also was thinking like his best friend. I was invited here by the manager. I'm not going to get kicked out. And he's going, I'm the manager's best friend. I'm not going to get kicked out, right? So we have boys that live in Kingston, and they showed up like 3 weeks later dropping 6-1 Entertainment to try to get through the line. And then they call me. They're like, yo, what the fuck did you do over here? They won't let us in. I'm like, yeah, you just banned yourself, dummy. You shouldn't have mentioned us at all.
Oh, man. But now I'm trying to wonder if that was the same weekend we ended up at the trailer, bro.
Nope.
Has the trailer ever been mentioned on this podcast?
I don't think so.
Oh, because nobody would believe it. That's why you haven't mentioned it.
See, guys, there's 1,000 stories I have, but I have to bring the witness next to me to verify my story. No, because if not, it sounds like it's made up. No.
This one especially, bro. You got a lot of stories, though, that sound like they're made up, bro.
Until I have a witness,
none of them are. But this one sounds the most made up.
So we go. This is months before that situation. So we have a friend down in Kingston. We used to crash at his place, and we go to a club. We had a good time. We get back to his house, and the next thing he says to me is like, "Yo, do you guys still want a drink?" And it's like 2:30 in the morning, and I'm like, "Well, yeah, we want a drink, but like where?" He goes, "I got a spot." So I'm thinking we're going to go to these fucking, you know, these fucking rave bars, you know, with a bunch of pansies, you know, I'm like, oh, fuck these. I go, dude, did they sell booze there? He goes, yes, I swear to God, but you have to convince my wife to let me go. I'm like, fuck, give me 10 minutes, fuck. So I talk to her and I fucking, you know, we're going to have a good fucking time, relax, everything's taken care of, blah, blah, blah. So she goes, fine, go ahead. So we get in this cab and there's four of us. There's me in the front seat, you in the back, Jill and some random neighbor. Yeah, and we're driving. Yeah. Guys, they take a left in the fucking forest. Is this not true?
I thought you were dead, bro.
Dude, I'm like, these motherfuckers setting us up, huh? That's what through my head. I'm like, I got to start swinging in this cab now. This is what's going through my head now. I'm like, oh, yeah, cool. I'm ready. Now I'm hyped. I'm like, all right, wait till we get out of the fucking cab. And we pull up. We drive. And all of a sudden, there's a little bit of lights. And there's this big, giant trailer. But it's modified. It's one of those trailers, camping trailers. But it's modified into, like, looks like a little home.
Usually you see them on the side of a circus, ladies and gentlemen, just so that you know. Same kind of shit.
Yeah, it was a fucking circus. So we get out of this place, and we walk in, and they have a full bar. And on my left, there was a table with a midget dancing on it. She was a little whore, too, eh? She was a whore. Yeah, she was rubbing her tits. And then I was like, yo, so James... James is so fucking drunk and high. He goes on paranoid mode, right? He like stuffs himself in a corner so he can take a look at everything. I don't give a fuck, right? I'm like home sweet home over here, right? So this guy, I'm like, he's like, yo, you want to play some pool? I'm on a new level. I'm like, yeah, man, let's fucking play some pool. Let's put some money on it. He's like, nah, man, I don't have any money. He goes, I've been here for 2 days because this place doesn't close. And I'm like, this fucking guy's fucked up, right? So I'm ordering drinks at the bar. Some girl comes beside me. She's hitting on me. Some guy gets next to me, and he's giving me fucking attitude. And he was a little dude. And I remember, like, grabbing his like, you know, like his neck, and I kind of ragdolled him a bit. And he's like, that's my girl. I'm like, bro, I don't care. Like, I don't want your fucking crackhead girl. You know?
Billy,
that's what it was. Because my name's Bill. And I kept saying, Billy. You know when you call people their other name, they don't like it, right? Like, Edward. You know, they don't like that shit, right? So I shake Billy around a little bit to make him realize this is the worst mistake of his entire life. So James fucking gets all paranoid. He's like, I got to get the fuck out of here. Like, he fucking gets in the next cab, boots it out. Me, no self-control. I stay, right? I stay to the point where there's no more booze in this place. So I go outside. It's like the sun's coming up, and the waitress or bartender comes outside, and she's yelling at this girl like, you can't drive. First of all, bitch, you've been serving people for 2 fucking days. What do you mean you can't drive? Who gives a shit at that point? We broke every law. Like, so I'm watching this, and she jumps into the window of the driver's side, and they start taking off, and she's getting dragged. I'm howling like it's a movie. I'm like, yeah, it's fucking great. And then I started noticing, man, this isn't a good idea. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Bro, wasn't there someone dancing in there without an arm or something, dude, like that?
Dude, this was the circus. You didn't bring up it was like the circus. This was the circus. This was the most fun. So me being a jerk off, I bring Terry with me next time. Were you there with me the next time? No, eh?
No, are you crazy?
Okay, guys. Guys, I'll give you an example who Terry is. Terry is Carlton from Carlton Banks from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, okay? Like, he wears cardigans and shit, all right? So we take him with us, right? This time it's like three times busier, right? So we walk in, and I'm sorry, man. I always forget about racism. I forget it's real, right? So like they're like, what the fuck's this dude doing here, right? And he feels it. He feels like this is like the KKK fucking meeting over here. Like, it's just like, but I didn't think of that at the time, right? So we get in there, and some dude's like, yo, man, do you guys want a beer? And I'm like, fuck yeah. Like, I'll drink anything that's free, you know? Send that shit over. And he goes to tea, and Terry goes, do you want a beer? And Terry's like, no, man. I'm straight, man. I'm straight. And the guy's like, cool, man. Cool. So you guys want a beer? And we're like, yeah. He's like, do you want a beer? And he asked Terry again. And he goes, no, I'm straight, man. And the guy's like, cool, man. He goes, like, you don't want a beer? And Terry's like, no, man. I'm straight. Like, he's starting to freak out because the guy asked him three times. Yeah. But I'm understanding the misunderstanding here, because the guy thinks that he's a queer. Right, so T keeps saying, I'm straight, I don't want to drink from you, but he's trying to mean I'm straight, I'm being good. And this guy's going, cool, man, I'm happy you're not gay, don't, like, so he's like, yeah. He goes, what's the deal with you being straight? Like, why do you keep saying that? And I'm laughing so hard that I can't even interfere in this situation, right? And T's like, I don't know, man, I'm straight. I'm like, I finished the beer. I'm like, Teak, you want to get out of here? He's like, man, take me the fuck out of here, man. So we get back. He's like, this guy tried to bring me somewhere. He tried to get me killed.
Tried to get me lynched.
So I went for the third time.
You never told me you went for the third time?
Yeah, it was closed this time.
Oh, yes. Okay, yeah, you did tell
me. Yeah, it was closed,
man. That's how you told me that.
They should have put, like, a new address on the fucking thing or something, but no, it was closed.
Bro, how heartbroken were you, though?
Yeah, I was so sad. Because now I'm super hyped, man. You know what I mean? Like, I'm turning into a regular now, you know?
I can't.
Nothing that could picture... Like what we saw and felt that night. There's nothing that we could. It was the most fucked up place I've ever been in my life.
Was that the same weekend Terry found out I knocked my head on a pillow to go to sleep? Because if so, that's a pretty traumatizing weekend for him, bro.
No. Because when me and you went, we stayed at Jill's place.
That's right.
And then you didn't come. You would have came with us to the trailer again.
That's very true.
It was closed.
I would have had no choice. I would have had no choice.
No. That one, I would have been like, James, shut the fuck up, bro. Get over here.
Yeah, fuck, man. That was another experience, bro. That was another world. It was like Twilight Zone shit, man.
I felt like we
drove through a portal. When he took a left and went to that forest,
yeah.
I thought we were going to get chopped up.
So did I.
I thought it was Twilight, but we went through a portal. That wasn't the same world. It wasn't the same dimension.
We went
through a portal, and we ended up at this fucking thing, man.
By the water, too. No, wasn't there water there?
I don't know, bro. And those people were human, bro. Possible, man. It's impossible.
There were zombies, well, man.
I guarantee you it was the same exact people that were there the next time, man.
It was busier the second time around. Busier.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I think it had three midgets.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was fucked up. It was the most
fucked up. I would go back, bro. I would go back.
Dude, it's things like that.
It's like watching a horror movie.
Your brain can't process what the fuck's going on in there.
No. The table that she was dancing on, the vertically challenged person. When we were
It was when I looked left. I was like, I'm sorry. It's always fucked up when there's just one of them.
She fell in love with you right away, man.
Of course they did. What other? The monsters that have been there for 3 days? They smelt the money in my pocket when I walked in there, man.
Yeah.
Like, I walked zombies, in. I was like, was you know, I wasn't into midgets then, but it would have been today. I would have picked her up by her armpits. I would have carried her. I don't think
anybody can go to a town like Kingston and have fun the way we had fun, bro. We tore that shit up.
It was dope, man. It was dope. It was, you know, like being in the business, in the entertainment business, promoting business, it was easy to just go to another city, meet who you have to meet and make sure you got hooked up every time. Like, there's a way to go about it. Like, even the guys in Kingston are like, how the fuck do you have VIP and you don't even live here? You know what I mean? But you don't know how to approach the manager. You don't know how to take care of the fucking manager. You don't tell. Then he notices that you and your friends are spending money. Obviously, he wants you back. It's an invitation back all the time. Send him a quick text. He's taking care of you. Boom, we walk in. It's good. So it came second nature when we were down there. And they did take care of us until I slapped a motherfucker. But, I mean, shit happens, though.
Yeah, fuck. Well, that's a lot of events, man. If we actually think about it, Joe, we bring back the clock. You're talking like we've been going at this for like 14 years, man, on and off, since 2000.
Well, that would be 24 years if you know how to do some fucking math. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Or should I say 2011? No, it was, oh my God, it's been 24 years, bro.
This guy's...
Man, I just... It was it being that long ago.
It was, okay, but solidly throwing events, 2004. Because that's, you look at the studio time is when we really start to get more access to a lot of things.
That's right. Have the more successful events and the bigger events.
And throwing the important night and stuff like
years.
That. 20 years.
Wow. Yeah. Honestly, I'm usually good at math. It's the timeline thing that's got me so fucked up, where I can't believe.
Well, I get it. I get it.
20 years already.
I had a buddy, my buddy Matt, met up with him for dinner a few weeks back. No, sorry, a few weeks back. Fuck, maybe, I think it was like over the weekend. And he's like, yo, let's go grab some dinner. It's on me. So I met up with him. I was like, yo, we're throwing an event. And then, dude, the first thing out of his mouth was, it's about fucking time. That was the first thing out of his mouth. We're missing this. What you stop doing is what we miss now. Like, there's that doesn't exist anymore. You know what I mean?
When
I was at Helsinki, and Helsinki was taking a dip. Helsinki was a club down in the market, guys. It was known, very well known at one point, and I went in there to try to help them out. It was December. It was a slow December, and it was a position in my life where I was like, fuck, either I have to hit this hard or I got to walk away from it. Like, it was that bad. You know what I mean? It was one of those, fuck. So I took the challenge, and we were murdering it. And I remember calling my other friends from the other clubs, like Jesse would work at the drink, right? And I'd be like, yo, how many people you guys got? And he'd be like, 230. And we're like, oh, cool. We're smashing you guys. And they had the radio backing them up. They had the radio commercials, the radio advertising. We didn't have that shit. But everyone got the raw, you know what I mean? The real party. Because, you know, when you get the radio parties, that shit's whack as hell, right? Like, it's, that shit's just whack. So, James, you still there?
Yeah, man. I just went black.
Well, you're frozen over here. It looks like you're super high if you're on YouTube, anybody. You know what I mean?
Okay. No, my bad, bro. It just froze.
That's all right. That's all right, man. That's the weed, bro. That's the fucking weed doing it. That's the goddamn weed, man. But we're definitely going to be taking pictures of this next event and shit. And we'll definitely have to talk about it once we come back on the air, bro. Like, it's going to be dope, man. It's going to be epic, man. I'm excited for Elon, you know what I mean? To go back to where he comes from with the 90s and early 2000 hip-hop, you know what I mean? So, are you still trying to fuck with your camera? James is now muted, guys. This is what happens when you smoke too much weed and you press too many buttons.
Too much of that good weed, but no, the camera itself.
Yeah, fuck the camera. This is the best you've ever looked, bro. Don't worry about it.
Fuck you, man. Oh, shit.
The best you ever fucking looked. But it doesn't matter, bro.
Soon we're going to have to hire a tech guy, bro. We'll have him on the side. You know?
We need a tech guy. You need a tech head. It's a fucking button. How'd you fuck that up? What do you want him to do? Or a tech guy frozen. That's the best. Just keep that up, man. Alex is laughing at you now. You know what I mean?
No, I'm taking that off, man. Fuck that.
Just the white dot. He's trying to get his ID ready for that trailer, you know, with the KKK trailer and shit, you know? But definitely, you know what, man? We got to pick maybe a Friday evening.
Okay.
Get maybe four or five guys on the show, bro. Grab some drinks, some smoke. And just talk about some fucking old school shit, some old school stories. Some
man.
Shit.
Well, bro, that's why I feel so nostalgic, man. And that's why I'm so looking forward to this event on the 19th, bro, for that long weekend. It's going to bring back some memories. It's going to make me feel good to be standing behind that booth. It's going to make me feel good to be standing in there with you, bro, knowing that we're inviting our friends to come and fucking have a blast. You know what I mean? That's going to be dope.
And Elon, make sure you got that tequila stack, bro. Make sure you got that tequila stack. We got a tequila problem over here. You know what I mean? So that poor Uber driver on the way home, I apologize in advance. But James, man, always fun, bro. When it comes to me, man, let loose, bro. Say what you want. It's my show. I love to entertain the people, especially if there's a story that I didn't mention because, you know, I like to have witnesses there. If not, I sound like a fucking big bullshitter, and I don't like that shit. So that's not my style, but... Guys, thank you for listening. Live on the Mic podcast, man. That's how we do it. Me and James, man.
I love it.
Have a good night, everyone. Peace.
Later. Peace.